Good morning.
All right, Candy. First of all, I think, is this the first time we talked to you since the Oscars?
Yes, it is.
What's your impressions of, were there any big surprises? I mean, Parasite, were you surprised by that?
No, I told you it was a possibility it would win. I still don't think it was the best picture. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I know.
I know. I just really don't. It was so slow and then got really weird and, yeah.
I
tried to watch it finally and fell asleep.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't think it was the best picture.
Yeah, same here. Like, I thought it was a fun film, but I did not think it was best picture worthy. But
yeah.
No, I think it was overall, you know, the wealth was spread around, so I didn't mind it so much. But it wasn't my favorite Oscars, I will say that.
All right, so let's talk about what's new in the box office this weekend. Can we start with Call of the Wild?
Yeah, so Harrison Ford stars in this, and he's really great as a grumpy old man, right? But putting with a dog, even a CGI dog, which this dog is, and I'm
what?
Honest, yeah, the dog is CGI because they wanted to breed. It's several different breeds in the book, and so they wanted to mix all that together and see what they would get. And it bothered me for about 5 minutes, and then I just fell in love with the dog and Harrison Ford because those two together are really great. But it reminded me of those old Disney movies. Are you old enough to remember on Sunday nights they used to have those great films Disney did for the whole family?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this reminds me of. It's beautiful. It's a great story. We know the story well, but there's a little twist and turn. But they stayed very close to the source material, and I thought it was a great film.
Okay. Well, let me ask this question. How does an actor act with a CGI dog? What is he acting with nothing next to him at all?
They usually have like a tennis ball or something like that. No, seriously, on green screen next to them. Or sometimes it'll be a human in one of those, you've seen those full body dot
boxes. Yes.
Yes.
So they'll be, you know, acting like a dog. So
well, the tennis ball makes it much more realistic.
Yes.
Right? Well, like when he's putting his arm around it, things like that. So it's real acting when they're doing that. The more CGI, the more acting the actors have to do. But it's really seamless when you see this. And also this weekend, you've got a really great picks. Take your mom, your sisters, your best friends to see Emma, which is really good. The casting is spot on. It will make you laugh, and you'll have a really good time. And it's sort of a
okay. I have no idea what this. I've not seen anything on this movie. I have no idea what this is about.
Obviously, it's about a girl named Emma, but it's like it's set back at a different time, right?
Yeah, it's based on Jane Austen's novel, and they stay very true to that, but make it really feel very contemporary. And it's just so good. You know who Miranda Hart is from Miranda? She has the comedy,
yes,
that British comedy. She's a hoot. Like I would watch her do anything. She is really funny. She's one of the secondary characters.
But the trailer looks fantastic.
Nye, yeah, yeah. Bill Nye's in this. Mia Goth. And beautiful Anya Taylor-Joy plays the well-meaning Emma, and she is just perfect. And it's beautiful. Great costumes, cinematography, all of that.
All right, Candy. Well, we'll check those out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.